Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Tens of thousands of runners, walkers, and others are expected to hit the streets of Atlanta tomorrow for the AJC Peachtree Road Race. The 6.2-mile course starts at Lenox Mall and travels south on Peachtree to 10th Street in Midtown, wrapping up at Piedmont Park. Many roads along the course will be closed early tomorrow morning, including large sections of Peachtree and Lenox, as well as the Buckhead Loop. Event officials are asking spectators and runners to be cautious due to the heat and humidity. The earliest groups will start racing just before 6:30 a.m. The AJC Peachtree Road Race is one of the largest 4th of July events in the country. As we head into the 4th of July, the State Department of Transportation is suspending construction-related lane closures. The change is in effect on interstates that serve key tourist and recreation centers until 5 a.m. Thursday. Meanwhile, Georgia road builders are struggling to find workers. GPB's Sophie Peel reports on a growing labor shortage.
Georgia's unemployment rate is 4.2%. That's just one of several hurdles construction companies face. The work is also physically demanding, and many younger workers don't see it as a viable career. Randy England handles hiring for Reeves Construction in Macon.
Nobody talks about go to technical college or get a trade like a welding, and that trade is stick with you the rest of your life. And the baby boomers are retiring 10,000 a day.
England says 60% of the construction workforce is made up of baby boomers, and the problem is compounded by fewer immigrant workers. He says the industry is considering raising salaries to attract more workers. For GPB, this is Sophie Peel in Macon.
State troopers made over 100 stops enforcing Georgia's new hands-free driving law on Sunday. That was the first day the law was in effect. A Department of Safety spokeswoman told WSB-TV the Georgia State Patrol issued 34 citations and 98 warnings. State law now bans drivers in Georgia from operating a phone by hand or using any part of their body to support the device. Fines range from $50 to $150. The Air Force veteran who set himself on fire last week in front of the Georgia State Capitol has died. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says 58-year-old John Michael Watts was unhappy with the care he was receiving from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. A recent VA study shows veterans are twice as likely as civilians to die by suicide. The GBI says it's still investigating the incident. A local government building in Columbus has flooded for the second time in 2 weeks. The Ledger Inquirer reports that the Columbus Government Center flooded Saturday after city workers tried to repair a fourth-floor toilet. The flooding caused water damage to lower floors. 2 weeks ago, a water main broke on the 12th floor. That caused so much damage that the building was closed for a week. Court officials had to move to temporary facilities. There's a new way to keep up with emergency alerts for Jekyll Island. The island authority has adopted a digital alert system to help spread the word about things like boil water advisories, beach closings, hurricanes, and other public safety notices. Users can subscribe to free alerts about specific alerts and decide whether to get alerts to a landline, cell phone, or email or text. The Jekyll Island Authority will manage the alerts. And the Atlanta Hawks opened the 2018 NBA Summer League last night, losing to the Memphis Grizzlies by a score of 103-88. First-round draft pick Trae Young had a tough debut for the Hawks, shooting only 1-for-11 on three-point attempts. The rookie from Oklahoma spoke with ESPN after the game.
This is all a process. I mean, this is just the first one. It's Summer League. Hopefully I can carry that over to tomorrow and just keep going, keep getting better each and every day. That's my main thing, is keep getting better.
The Summer League is a two-week showcase for newer NBA players. Atlanta will begin the regular season in October. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.